listening to the top single being sold on the country's biggest music retailer, iTunes. It's Break Your Heart by Tayo Cruz. At 99 cents a pop, all those downloads mean a lot of money for iTunes, but the amount of music sold online is still smaller than the amount of music that is downloaded for free. The big music labels are still on the lookout for ways to entice fans into paying. NPR's Laura Seidel reports on a music streaming service that's popular in Europe and may be headed for the United States.
There's a lot of buzz these days about one service in particular. It's been a hit with more than 7 million fans overseas.
Spotify has just completely charmed Europe with its ability to deliver to you unlimited streaming of any song you've ever thought of in your life.
Ted Cohn used to work for EMI Records. He now runs a music consulting firm. Spotify subscribers can have access to more than 7 million songs from any internet-connected computer.
And it's a wonderful experience when you try and stump it, and everything you try and stump it with comes up.
And it's free if you're willing to listen to a few ads. Cohn says the record companies aren't anxious to let Spotify into the U.S.
The rights holders are all concerned that we went from selling a $10 CD to selling a 99-cent track, and now we're talking about to a quarter of a cent per stream played per user.
Spotify has been trying to get fans to pay 10 euros a month so they don't have to listen to any ads. That idea finally started to catch on after customers were able to get all 7 million songs on their smartphones. But even if Spotify doesn't take off in the U.S., the largest music retailer, Apple, may launch a similar service. It recently purchased the music streaming website Lala.com. But if it's any indication, subscription-based music streaming services like Rhapsody and Napster have been around for years, and they aren't that popular. It's a hard sell at the student union at San Francisco State University. Just ask 21-year-old Carlos Sicat.
I don't want to go through the process of, like, opening up my internet browser, actually finding the music, searching it. I could just go on my computer. It's much less of a hassle to do that.
21-year-old Greg Hardy says he doesn't even listen to all the songs he has on his iPod.
Most people I know don't listen to all 500 of those songs if they have it fill out. They might just cycle through 30 or 40 of them are the same songs.
And, of course, many students get their music free from friends and illegal download sites. Still, analysts believe that Spotify could entice them because they can try it for free before they sign up. Bruce Houghton, who edits the music and technology blog Hypebot, says that's what's happened in Europe.
The average Spotify user, and this isn't a secret, has 15,000 tracks in their Spotify playlists or favorites. How many of us own 15,000 tracks? So the case with a lot of these services is simply getting people to try them, then the word spreads.
But it's not clear if the record companies will allow a free service when Spotify launches in the U.S. Still, at a time when record sales continue to drop, the major music labels may be ready to try anything. Laura Seidel, NPR News, San Francisco.